You knew this was coming. Sam Darnold has been traded from the Jets to the Carolina Panthers for three picks, a late-round pick this year, and two picks in the 2022 draft. Not a first-round pick, you know, no roster players, which we didn't expect, but it's tipping the hand of the Jets. They're taking a quarterback at two. We all know it's coming, and now Darnold moves on to Carolina. What that means for the Panthers, the Jets, the draft, Teddy Bridgewater, we'll see. To chat about it, we're joined now by longtime NFLer from FS1, our good buddy Marcellus Wiley. What's happening, Marcellus?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
We're doing pretty well, buddy, and we're trying to wrap our heads around a deal that we knew was coming. We knew that Darnold was going to get shipped because the Jets have been basically telling everyone they're taking a quarterback at two. But what do you make of this for Carolina? Does this make sense for the Panthers? And he's still a project, so it's not like you're going to all of a sudden win 12 or 13 games because of Darnold. How do they handle him down there?
Yeah, it's interesting. They do have talent. You talk about a Christian McCaffrey coming back healthy next year. Obviously, that's a tremendous resource and a security blanket when you're talking about a developing quarterback to have that outlet out the backfield. And Christian McCaffrey's top five when healthy. So that's an asset. Also, Carolina's one of three teams that had two 1,000 receiving receivers on their team. Only three teams could say that. And it was the Carolina Panthers is one of them. So it's interesting to see that they have running game, pass options out the backfield, as well as enough receivers to do it. Now it's about, are you going to get an improvement at the quarterback position? And looking at Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know what he did to anybody in that organization, but boy, this has been a rough offseason for not only his name, but his game, how he was just been an afterthought this entire offseason. When it was a 5-11 team, I understand that. And they're not really close to being a real contender, but they still are an okay team that can make some noise. You know, they played a lot of close games last year, and it's just interesting to see that they're really banking on Sam Darnold to close that gap versus trying to help Teddy Bridgewater have continuity, have an offseason, have a preseason, and potentially going out there and doing more. So it's a roll of the dice. We'll see how it plays.
So Bridgewater to start the season will be the backup to Darnold. Like, how much do you handicap the chances of Darnold kind of turning it around? Sometimes, Marcellus, I'm sure you've seen this in football as any other sport, it takes that guy to go to that second team to develop into the player that he's supposed to be. How do you handicap the chances of that actually happening? And what the hell does Bridgewater do now?
Yeah, it's interesting. Teddy Bridgewater, you know, it's not really a protected space he's in, but certainly the ball's not in his court. It's with Sam Darnold. Darnold is brought in to be the QB1 unless he loses that position. But it takes us back to a greater conversation you just mentioned. How many players are system players versus guys that can really go out there and make waves? No matter what you give them, they will exceed those circumstances versus those who would just be products of those same circumstances. So you look at Sam Darnold with the Jets. He just became a product of that environment. It was a bad team with a bad head coach, certainly offensively, and you saw the results. Now they're hoping for more because you talk about a Matt Rhule, you talk about a Joe Brady, and they're looking around and saying, how can we improve this team and where can we do it? Through the draft, or do we do it through free agency, or do we do it via trade? And it looks like they landed on Sam Darnold, who most evaluators would say got a raw deal going to the Jets. Just think about all the turnover that they've had with the Jets. You can look offensively, obviously, with Le'Veon Bell, but you can look defensively as well with Jamal Adams and just tremendous players off that roster, really undermining what the Jets could do. So Sam Darnold's in the same position most players are. Are you greater than your circumstance, or are you just going to be another product of that same circumstance?
We're chatting with Marcellus Wiley again today. Sam Darnold traded from the Jets to the Panthers for multiple picks, and that's New York telling us they're taking a quarterback at two. The Niners told us, I think a week ago, that they're taking a quarterback at three, and yet they're trying to convince the world that Jimmy Garoppolo is still a part of their plans. What do you think Jimmy Garoppolo should be thinking today?
Well, he has to find some solace in the fact that the 49ers haven't done anything without Jimmy Garoppolo. So if I'm Jimmy GQ, I'm like, my first full year as a starter, I just took a team to the Super Bowl, and we had a fourth quarter lead. And now I'm not the guy that you believe in that can close that gap and bring that trophy home. That's interesting. So you're going to go in the draft and get the unknown, some collegiate prospect that's going to have to make the same transition that everyone does to the pro game, and then show that not only are they going to make that transition, but be productive at the pro level. And even if you are productive, are you productive enough to take your team to a Super Bowl and do what I've done? So it's going to be really truth-telling time about some careers and about some people's in terms of accolades. I look at Kyle Shanahan, who has a losing coaching record despite having a winning reputation. And it's funny, Jimmy G is a winning quarterback who has a losing reputation. But it's going to be something that's ironed out this year. Whoever they draft with that number three pick, more importantly, how does Jimmy G go out there and play? His real greatest criticism is that he can't stay healthy. What, he's missed 23 games in the last couple of years. So the fact that he can't stay on the field undermines all of his success. But when healthy, Jimmy G is more than enough to take this team where it needs to be. But that's all going to be coming into question this year, because they're certainly going to draft a quarterback.
Marcellus, a while back, Brian and myself were quite amused at a tweet, and it was from the Bears, and there was only three characters in it, and it was a picture of Dalton in a Bears gear, and it just said QB1. Were they expecting people to get jacked up about that tweet, or I don't know the motivation for it? And it was just had an odd look to it, man, and I don't know what the hell they were thinking about. Because it was just like QB1, like it was Brady or something. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that was marketing going wrong. That's what that was. That didn't increase ticket sales 1%. I can tell you that. Grabbing Dallas's backup quarterback and saying that now that's our number one guy is not going to really get any fans excited, especially when those same fans were holding their hopes for Russell Wilson or someone of that type. So it's just crazy right now. Plus, it's crazy to always hear this QB1 stuff. It's funny, when I played, I never heard that term, like QB1. No, you're the starting quarterback. But then you got all these TV shows and movies and Friday Night Lights and All-American. And I guess all these youngsters are now running around with this QB1 stuff. Well, whatever you want to call Andy Dalton, that's not enough if you're a Chicago Bears fan and trying to really get over the hump. So good luck to that picture that didn't sell one more ticket. And good luck to Andy Dalton trying to be the starter once again.
With Marcellus Wiley, QB1 down in Houston has been Deshaun Watson for a few years, and he's not interested in QB1 status in Houston anymore. But he's got other things on his plate, you know, to put it lightly. There are now 23 different women who have filed suit against him, a civil suit, and I believe it's not going criminal yet, but the police are going to be involved. And all of a sudden, you know, not that this is a surprise, but the trade rumors have completely cooled off. Like, I don't even see anyone reporting on it anymore. He still wants out. That hasn't changed. It's still an outstanding request. He doesn't want to play for Houston anymore. But this story continues to pick up a lot of steam. How does this change the complexion of the scenario from your standpoint, Marcellus? And how do you think Deshaun Watson has been handling this?
Yeah, this is a tough one, man, because it's interesting. It's bigger than, obviously, wins and losses and the game of football, man. We've entered new ground in terms of what does this umbrella. So interesting, like, because all the facts are not out and it just continues to unveil itself. I tell you the positives and the negatives. I could just say that right now. The positives are that each one of these cases, even though it establishes or at least attempts to establish pattern of behavior, you get to individually deal with each one of these cases. So every circumstance is different. And I guess the positive, if you're Deshaun Watson, is, was it a situation where one domino fell, someone had a story, and it just became a copycat story? That's the only positive I could see for Deshaun Watson as he fights these individual cases. That they're all so similar that maybe they're all coming at me the same way, and maybe that's not being as genuine or as authentic as we assume. That said, here's the negative. Who in the hell plays professional sports and has, forget the other 18 that testified or gave statements that he had good behavior. Forget the other unknown that we don't know. Who has even 23 massage therapists? I played for a long time, and I played with a lot of guys who played, some of them even longer than me. Man, you find your person, you found them. That's interesting. I haven't seen that really being talked through fully. Who has that many massage therapists? That's a problem. And two, and I'm not sure if this is true or false, but were any of them male? Like, does he ever get a man to massage him? Because that's interesting as well. Like, everyone has their preference, but we're trying to establish pattern right here. So I have never in my life thought about having 23 massage therapists, especially going on Instagram and finding them. And it's just too random. So there's some positives if you're Deshaun Watson from a far vantage point, and there's some negatives from my vantage point. We got to dive into the details, and I can't wait for all to come out so I can really get my understanding.
Marcellus, just quickly, and I don't want to disrespect anybody involved in this process, but there is some reports out there that the timing of this with Deshaun Watson is a little bit odd. Do you find that, or like I said, we don't know the facts, and they all have to come out, and everybody has to have their day in the court of law. But
yeah,
this all coming out after he demands to be traded, and once again, I am not trying to disrespect anybody involved here, but do you find the timing to be odd?
I don't think that theory or conspiracy theory holds water, because when Deshaun privately asked for a trade, they sat on it for a few weeks. And then instead of coming out and admitting he asked for a trade privately, they tried to marry him in public even more so. They tried to renew the vows. They kept saying, no, we love Deshaun. We're not trading Deshaun. He's our quarterback. We're hiring a coach for him. Like, we're going to work with Deshaun. If they knew this was coming, why would you attach yourself even more so to Deshaun Watson to have this come behind that renewal of the vows? So that's the only thing about that. When people give me that theory, I'm like, if you're the Houston Texans, if you had any knowledge or any doing with this, the last thing you would want to do is connect yourself to him more so. You would want to distance yourself more so. So that's the issue to me with that theory.
Well, I don't think it'll stop other NFL teams from kicking tires, doing their own investigation. But I am curious to find out what kind of messaging would be coming out of Goodell's office, and how he would be canvassing this, and what he would be telling other teams that are calling on a trade. Like, do you really want a blockbuster Watson deal right now? You know, they're in the brand business, but you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, and he's still a great player, and he's going to be a quarterback in this league. And if he still wants out and teams are kicking tires, I don't know, man. It's fascinating to see how this one's going to play out, and I'm sure it's not going to end anytime soon. Always great catching up with you, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, brothers. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Marcellus Wiley, longtime NFLer and host on FS1. Because I guarantee you some teams are still willing to call, but I'll bet you they're probably adjusting the price, you know, which, again, sounds incredibly cold, calculated, callous, but that's life in pro sports. But listen, Deshaun Watson at this point is pretty toxic, you know, in terms of his brand, in terms of what he represents.
Dude, no kidding.
And, you know, okay, you're talking about your quarterback, like the marquee guy representing your organization.
Dude, I don't know what goes on with the legal process, but as soon as I heard the amount of people coming out, Brian, I was like, my first reaction was his career is over. Like, he's not playing football anymore.
Well, these are civil cases, so I don't think it'll come to that, but Marcellus is right. I mean, listen, everyone lives their lives. Everyone's free to do what they're going to do, but like 22 different women have filed suit, and then he had 18 other women come out in his defense. That is 40 different women that he has, I guess, hired to give him a massage, and many of them through Instagram and DM. It's, you know, that is something that I don't think you see every day in pro sports.